It's Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW. Let me start today with a question. If you were asked to name the defining year in the history of 20th century avant-garde art, which year would you choose? Considering the number of high-profile museum exhibitions on both sides of the Atlantic, commemorating the centennial of the October Revolution in Russia, the answer should be 1917. Tomorrow, Wednesday, March 8th, at the Lemley Theatre Royal, we are invited to see the new fascinating documentary titled Revolution – New Art for a New World. I had the chance to see this documentary a few days ago and to talk to its director, Marge Kinmoth. If you attend tomorrow's 7:30 screening at the Royal, which I highly recommend, you will have the chance to participate in a Q&A with the documentary's director at the end of the screening. This feature-length documentary focuses on a momentous period in the history of Russia and the Russian avant-garde. Not only do we see the great works by Kazimir Malevich and Vasily Kandinsky, along with works of other major Russian artists of this period, we meet with their descendants and hear their often painful stories. Many of these artists embraced the revolution, only later to be forced to abandon their innovative aesthetic in favor of the state-supported socialist realism. While some of these artists were able to leave Russia soon after the revolution, others stayed and suffered through years of cultural and political repression under Lenin and Stalin. This was a period when a number of Russian artists, writers, and poets ended their lives in the Gulag. Marge Kinmoth, the documentary director, did an excellent job of searching through the archives of Russian museums and institutions. Seeing archival footage of Lenin passionately addressing the revolutionary masses brings to mind the staging at the avant-garde Meyerhold Theatre in Moscow. More often than not, art documentaries deliver a straightforward lecture similar to what you might expect to hear from a college professor. But Marge Kinmoth, Revolution, New Art for a New World, has a welcoming and engaging way of speaking directly to the audience. Considering that it's her third documentary dealing with Russian culture, the other two, Hermitage Revealed and Mariinsky Theater, I was curious to hear from her how this fascination with Russia came to be. Her answer was, surprise, surprise, from reading novels by Tolstoy and Dostoevsky. If you are lucky enough to be in New York this week, hurry to MoMA to see its exhibition A Revolutionary Impulse, The Rise of Russian Avant-Garde, exhibition which closes the Sunday, March 12th. And if you happen to be in London, the Royal Academy of Art has a Russian exhibition of its own, which runs through April 17th. If all of the above piques your curiosity, go to kcrw.com/arttalk to check out the schedule for additional screening of Marge Kinmoth's documentary on the Russian avant-garde. It will take place at various Lemley theaters on April 24th and April 25th. I'd love to hear your take on it. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW.